Welcome to the only tech-savvy radio show where beauty, art, and technology collide. It's time for the skinny on beauty to get the straight scoop on the beauty industry from our international straight scooper, Cheryl Hawley. Hey, Cheryl.
Happy Tuesday. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
I always wait for this show because you talk about things I have no knowledge of whatsoever. I've never even heard of half of the things that you talk about.
Well, that's good. That's really good.
What was the last one? The Blow Bar or something
here? My Blow LA.
Okay. And today you have with us a guest who has, I wish everybody could see this, the wildest outfit we've ever had in the studio here. Absolutely wild. You know, looks very nice on her, but it's definitely not something that most of our guests would wear.
Yes, that's, well, you know what?
A little wild.
Yeah, and you know what? She actually has her own clothing line, so it fits very well for what she does. Today we've got Shelby LaPlante from Ava Lynn James Clothing Line with us here today. Welcome, Shelby.
Hi, thank you so much.
Yeah, so glad you got to make it down here. Didn't take you very long from Manhattan Beach.
No, not long at all. I'm
Describe what you're wearing since I set up the teaser. To give everybody a little, is this your outfit? Is this something you've designed here?
This is from my website. I'm wearing a tribal sliced skirt that has two slices on both of the legs.
Tribal sliced skirt.
Yes.
I was looking for one of those the other day. Couldn't find one here.
You know, it's a little hard to find. It's not your typical.
Well, I'm sure it gets people to stop and stare. It looks very nice on you, and it's not something that we have very stuffy business people that come in. They don't wear tribal sliced.
Tribal skirt. Anything. They might not even know what tribal is.
No, Paul. And then you've got like a motorcycle jacket on or something.
Oh, yes, I do have a moto jacket and a crop top.
A moto jacket, a crop top, and a tribal sliced skirt.
Hey, we got it going on.
Which I'm sure you could probably get on your website.
Yes.
Right? Which is?
Definitely can. The website is aljclothing.com.
Awesome. And tell us about your necklace. Do you sell that on the website as well?
This one I don't sell on the website, but actually I'm uploading all new accessories tomorrow. It's a first big launch of accessories that's coming out tomorrow.
Fantastic.
So I'm super excited about that. We have bracelets, necklaces, hats, beanies, everything.
And
so
what inspiration do you think that they come from, or is it just all over?
I think all over. Mostly, you know, what's trending now, the big chunky necklaces, a lot of gold, gunmetal, kind of like edgy, but also you can dress it up and sophisticate it.
Definitely making your mark, right?
Yes.
Which is great. Well, you look fantastic, and I'm so excited to have you here today.
Thank you. I just
want to, you know, talk to you a little bit about the fashion industry, because that's what you're an expert in, and find out a little bit about your background. How did you get involved in fashion?
Well, actually, I've been into fashion since I was very little. My mom hated it when I was a child because she could not take me into a store without me walking through and feeling absolutely every fabric. And even if the outfit was cute, I'd tell her I don't want it because the fabric just wasn't anything that I like to wear. So she told all of our friends' family, like, do not buy her clothes anymore because she won't wear them. So I started at a really young age. And then, you know, just as I grew up and, like, saw more streetwear, saw more style, got into the magazines, and actually looking online and seeing what people would wear, I decided that I wanted to go to FITM. And so right out of high school, I went to FITM for fashion design. And then from there, I progressed into visual communications.
So what is FITM?
It's a Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising based in Los Angeles.
Okay.
It's an amazing school. I mean, if you're into fashion, you should go there, and they will teach you absolutely everything you need to know.
Now, is it like a two-year program, four-year program?
What is it? It is 2 years, then you can do a third year for your BS.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So you went there at what age?
I was 18, right out of high school.
Nice, nice. And so they kind of, you know, nurtured you into kind of finding your own, right? Your own voice.
Yeah, exactly. Because definitely going in, you know, I knew that I wanted to be in the fashion industry, but I wasn't sure of what route to take.
Mm-hmm.
And once doing fashion design and seeing all that goes into that, it was really interesting and I loved it. And I wanted to expand what I knew and what I had learned from going there. So I did visual communications, which taught me more of the business side, merchandising, piecing things together. And that's kind of just where it led me to where I am now. And knowing that, you know, I wanted something that I could bring young girls and guys that trendy fashion, what's in right now, style.
Yeah. So then when you, after you graduated, then you developed your own line. So tell me about the inspiration behind the name.
Well, Avalyn James is actually, me and my husband, we do this as a partnership. We were sitting on the couch one night and we were like, you know, it's always been our dream to own a business. We were like, let's just dive headfirst in and just do it. So we sat down, we wrote our life plans, all of our goals, and we're like, okay, what is a good name that pieces this all together? And, you know, we wanted a line that later on down we could make a Avalyn James gold label so that we could make more of a luxury line. So we wanted a name that was not only young, but it could be turned into something more luxurious later on.
Mm-hmm.
So we came up with Avalyn James because actually our dog's name is Avi, and we're obsessed with her. So we're like, well, of course, her name needs to be in this.
And fantastic. I love that. That is your dog. And
yeah.
Most people are like, well, my kid. I love that it's your pet. I'm an animal lover, too.
It's ridiculous. But, so we took the Ava from her, and then my middle name is Lynn, and his middle name is James.
Oh,
so it kind of
nice.
All just worked out together, and it sounded really, really
it
good.
It flows really well,
yeah.
And I think that you really did nail it. And I love that you mentioned, you know, it's important for our listeners to know. I mean, you had to take the action by writing down a list of goals, you know, and really thinking through what you were doing. Because I feel a lot of the time entrepreneurs get lost in the ideas in their head.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't really, you know, transcribe that to paper and then, you know, have step by step of what they need to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that you mentioned that you sat down and really thought through it. And look, I mean, you've got a clothing line now and you're doing really well for yourself.
Yeah.
So congratulations
Thank
on that.
You.
What kind of designs, you know, can our listeners find if they go to your website? What inspiration behind the clothing lines that you carry?
You know, my way of describing it is saying we're beach meets street, because I feel like our stuff can be very beachy if you want to dress it up boho or anything like that, but then you can also go completely streetwear with it and throw on a leather jacket and then you look like a rock star.
Right,
so
right.
I kind of wanted something that was so versatile that, I mean, if you want to show your style, you can show it by piecing items together. So we have crop tops, we have leggings, we have skirts, we have dresses, we have guys' graphic tees, guys' tank tops. And, you know, we just wanted something where you could show your personal style, because we don't just want to be a fashion brand. We want to be a lifestyle. We want you to be able to express yourself and be comfortable and, you know, like, just be you and not have to say, like, oh, well, I'm this type of style. I think that everybody should be able to wear, they want to be boho one day and they want to be rocker the next. Hey.
Right. And you know, the skirt that you have on could actually go versatile that way. It depends on if you have some flip flops on and a tank that, you know, you're going to the beach that day, your hair pulled back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So that's great. So what other types of like interaction can people find on the website? Like, do people ever email you questions about design or?
We have a contact us page where you can send us emails, and we get emails, you know, asking what new stuff we're going to get in or when our next new arrivals will come. We have people, you know, that even ask, and they're like, oh, do you guys need help? Or, you know, is there any job openings?
Oh, fantastic.
Like, hey, if you want, I need all the help I can get.
yeah, definitely. You're like, I'll take on many interns.
Yeah, exactly.
And for the listeners, so will I. Thank you. I think Paul even will. Paul will take on some interns, won't you, Paul?
I will. Bring them on. I want to know what boho is. What is boho if you want to look boho? I don't even know what I'd look if I looked boho.
Boho is more like the hippie style, you know, long skirts.
Like even. Bohemian sort of?
Exactly.
Is that what that is? Okay, all right. I feel like I'm doing this in another language or something.
I think we need to dress up Paul one day.
I think so.
I think it'll be fun.
It'll be a lot of fun.
Get some more fashion
my
divas
wife
in
would
here.
Love that.
So, you know, I've always been really intrigued with the fashion industry because it's very versatile. There's so many different things that go into, you know, different niches of fashion.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that I learned about you through your media kit that you sent me, and also just kind of doing some research on your social media channels and your website, was that you do fashion shows. And a couple of the things that popped out to me was you had mentioned like a gorilla runway show and also these pop-up shows. So tell me, or tell our listeners a little bit about those and where they can find your inspiration around LA or if it's in other cities as well.
We've done pop-up shops where we actually take all of our merchandise and we just pop-up shop. We've done it at Pasadena Flea Market. We've done it at OC Coast. We do monthly event at the 1010 Wilshire down in L.A. Okay. where they actually hold runway shows once a month. Okay. And so we've done a runway show there. We've actually we've teamed up with a company called The Model Experience, and we've done a fashion show with them as well as a pop-up shop after the show.
So what is a pop-up shop?
Basically, we just take all of our merchandise so that our customers can actually see it and feel it and, you know, get style advice and we can piece outfits together for them. And it's just one, it's a fun experience. It's basically like our own storefront, but uh-huh. instead of actually being in a store, we just can pop up anywhere that we want to.
Okay.
And it's a lot of fun.
So do you do that on your own or do you always team up with other people when you do that?
I always try to team up with other people yeah. just so that there's more going on and so that it's you know, a big event and it's fun for everybody to go to rather than just us.
And do you find that a lot of people come and they're like, okay, can you dress me? I want to look like this. Like, how do I do that? Do people come just to get dressed by you? Or
there are people that are like, oh, you know, they come, they're like, I don't know if I should wear this. I don't know if this will look good on me. And we usually have like a dressing room that we yeah. put up. And so we're yeah. like, oh, go try it on. Just, you know, just let us see.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think people gain confidence from being able to have us there talking to them and letting them know that they look absolutely amazing in this that they like, even though it might not be the style that they're used to. But I mean, if you see a piece and you like it, it's even better when you get to try it on and you get that inspiration and that, like, you know, advice and acknowledgement that, oh my God, you look really good in that.
Yeah. Well, it definitely helps when you have others' opinions to support, you know, kind of what's floating around in your own head
yeah.
about, you know, what you're wearing, especially if you're trying to step out, you know, beach, where beach meets street, mm-hmm. right? So a lot of people might not, you know, especially if they're young fashionistas, they might not really know how to dress that way. So it's good that you're there to mentor them and help them through that and support them.
Yeah, it's a
so
lot
I really
of fun.
Like that idea that they can get up and close and personal with you.
Mm-hmm.
When we get back from our break, we're going to talk to you guys about some guerrilla runway shows that Shelby does around the LA area. So stay tuned.
Talk about your family business. You know, that thing you put your whole life's blood, sweat, and tears into. Well, what happens when you retire or try and pass that business on to your children? At Succession Strategies, we can help you find the answers. We'll guide you through the unsettling process of protecting your family legacy and successfully passing your business on to the next generation, safely and securely. Ensuring that it'll both survive and thrive for generations to come. So ask yourself just one question. Can I really afford to wait? Take the first step. Take our complimentary self-assessment at successionstrategies.com or call us at 714-560-9022 to set up a free consultation at your convenience. That's succession-strategies.com.
When you use the Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express, the rewards points can keep on multiplying. By 3 with triple points on airfare, by 2 with double points on gas and groceries, and a single point for pretty much every other dollar you spend on the card. Then, start choosing from over a million rewards to redeem all those points. Apply today and the annual fee for the first year is on us. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit AXPGOLD.com. The annual fee for the card is $175. See terms, conditions, and restrictions at AXPGOLD.com.
All right, all you bohemians, if you want to go boho, this is the place to be. Or maybe you just want to be where the surf meets the street or whatever that means. I have no idea what any of this is, but I'm telling you, it's a wild experience sitting here engineering this show. on Tuesdays for The Skinny on Beauty with Cheryl Hawley.
Where beach meets the street.
Beach meets the street. Okay, all right.
With Shelby LaPlante today.
What does that mean? What does that mean, where beach meets the street? I mean, it's hip sounding, but I have no picture in my head of what that looks like. So there's a surfboard and on a motorcycle or something?
They just collide.
They collide. Well, this is where beauty, art, and technology collide, so
see?
That makes sense.
It goes together.
It's very versatile fashion.
I only have one question, then I'll shut up again here. When most women marry a man, they immediately say, "You're perfect, honey, but now I'm going to change you. I'm going to rearrange your way." My wife tried for years trying to get me to get out of this, you know, out of the sweatshirts and sweatpants kind of look that I adopted in college here 1,000 years ago. Do you dress your husband?
Oh, yes.
And is he open to that?
He had to learn.
He had to learn. Down, bad boy. Don't wear that. No.
It took him a little bit to accept that I was changing his style.
His style.
But he likes it now. He fully embraces it.
I think men resist because it's sort of like a dog marking their turf. And then immediately women go, "Oh, he's taken," because no guy would dress like that.
Oh, no. I guess that's true. No single man would dress that well.
They need us to inspire them, Paul.
Bad boy. Take that off. Take that off. Roll over. All right.
So does your husband go with you to, you know, the runway shows that you do? Is it always you guys going together?
Yes. I don't think that I would be able to handle the crowd and all the people just by myself. So it is great that he actually is so willing to go to all the events and help out as much as he can, even though, you know, he has a full-time job and he's there to back me up, and it's great.
That's fantastic. Yeah. I mean, you need that support, especially as an entrepreneur. Yeah. So what does he do for full-time?
He's in the military, actually.
Oh, wow. Yeah, and this is your full-time, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, so he actually commutes all the way from L.A., where we live, to San Diego every day for work, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he helps much as he can, but.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of phone support. which, you know, we all need. Yeah. So, okay, these gorilla runway shows that you do, I'm so intrigued. Tell me and the rest of us what that means, gorilla.
So gorilla, like, you know, gorilla marketing is where you just go out and you kind of just do it anywhere. It just happens right then and there and you kind of just swarm the streets. And so right now we've only done 2 runway shows which were actually at spaces, but in April we're getting a promo van and we're actually going to just pile our models in there, have everybody dressed up and go to different locations and just, you know, blast the music and put on a runway show where a group of people are.
Now, do you have to have permits to do this?
No, you don't, actually.
Are you serious?
I mean,
so are you scouting models? Should we be telling people that you're looking for models?
I am, actually. Okay, I always need more models.
Okay. So they can fill out the contact form, right, on your website, and then get a hold of you for interns.
Interns, models.
And what's the website again? Give the website address.
It's aljclothing.com.
So that sounds interesting. Yeah. Are you going to do video? Because you're going to have to do some video of this, right?
Definitely.
Now, when you say you're going to get a promo van, what is it going to be like? I mean, you're going to have your banner across the side of it.
Yeah, we're getting
paint the picture for
us.
We're
getting in April, and we've finally decided on how we're going to do it. We're going to do flat white and have our logo put on it. And yeah, we're just so excited because it's just going to pop. And, you know, we've been waiting for this since we go to all these events and we just had to pile everything into our cars. It's going to be great to actually have a promo van to be able to pull all of our merchandise in and, you know, drive around and even just hold like random sales or give away free stuff out of the back of the truck, you know, just as like, hey, you know, this is who we are. This is what we do. We're fun. We just want to meet people and meet our customers and just be out there.
So you're going to throw free clothing and stuff out the van as you're driving down the freeway here?
Yes, because our motto is clothe yourself. So our plan is to throw some clothes at people and just be like, oh, clothe yourself.
I think you need to talk to your husband about getting one of those Hummers. I think they'll fit very well. Yeah, you'll definitely get a lot of attention.
Then you could go onto the beach. and everything, where the beach meets the surf or something, and surf meets the street. You could just go right up into the mountains and everything here and find people and throw clothes at them.
This is true.
I think it's perfect. I think we're onto something. Mm-hmm. Yes. You just have to mention Paul and I when you do this.
Of course. we all combine ideas.
Yeah. We're all brainstorming live. Yes. Please tweet us with all of your thoughts at Skinny on Beauty.
Exactly. We're writing your marketing plan for it right here.
Exactly.
Yes, I love it. This is nice.
There is a lot of that kind of guerrilla marketing. I used to be in the film business, and that was the idea of independent films or student films. They would do it guerrilla marketing, which they were supposed to get permits, but they would just literally go shoot at night in weird places and try and grab this stuff on the go. And there is something exciting about doing that. Or they have, obviously raves, music scenes that just pop up, or other sorts of events. I was reading about this guy who wrote this opera. This was on PBS recently, and he performed it he got the approval of the place where he was going to do it, but he performed this at the train depot. So people are walking around, and there's an opera taking place amongst the people as they're singing and walking through, and people are looking at like, what the heck is going on? There are people singing and music playing through the speakers. It's like we're in the middle of an opera, and we're catching our train here. So
that's amazing, though.
Lots of creative ways to get attention.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you could take the models on the train to start throwing clothes around.
That would be fun, actually.
That would be fun, actually.
There's another idea.
Yeah. All the way to San Diego.
Oh, yes.
I'll give you another one.
We'll drop him off at work, and then we'll come back.
What you should do is get a flatbed truck and have a fashion show on the back of the truck. So as you're driving down the freeway, the models are posing and all this kind of stuff.
We'll just strap them down.
We might need permits now.
We're getting wild.
Paul, you can arrange that, right?
Sure.
You can handle that.
No
OC
problem.
Talk radio, right?
We'll stream it live as they're going down the freeway.
Perfect. That's a good idea.
So these designers that you work with, I know that you said that you have not just your own clothing line, but also others' clothing lines, right?
Yeah.
So how do you find the designers that you work with and meet with them?
Well, actually, I've found a few just on Instagram.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Instagram is like seriously every show I do, right, Paul? Every show I do, it's Instagram,
amazing.
Instagram, Instagram.
It is probably the best social media tool I can think of right now. It's just, it's so fun and
it's precise.
You meet so many people. I feel like you can make friends just through pictures and it's great.
Right, right. So then you just see their photos and you're inspired by them and you hit them up through DM now, or do you just at mention them?
Well, usually I just go to because most of them have websites, so I'll go take a look and then I'll find their contact information to that and direct email them through their actual email.
Oh, good.
Now, when you see somebody's photo, though, are you critical of how they're dressed? I mean, do you say, what were you thinking, girl? Come on.
There are actually, now that I've been doing this, there's rare moments where I'm actually like, what is that person wearing? Because I feel like people just have their own style and you can't hate on it for that because they're just expressing themselves.
Right, right. But if she doesn't like it, I bet she doesn't hit them up to be on
her website.
I probably
wouldn't get their clothes for the website.
So
if it's not the style that we like.
Yeah. So Instagram is one. What other tools do you use to find designers?
And I actually go down to downtown LA. There's a wholesale district. And so I take buying trips and I go around and I look through all the shops and I just find the stuff that would fit our style and what the young people are wearing now, because we are so fast paced and ever changing.
Yeah.
That the constant need for new arrivals and new stuff to be put up is very, very important. So my buying trips are probably the most important thing that I could possibly do, because if I don't get something that people are even into right now, then it's not going to sell and it's not what people are going to like. So
So how do you find out what people are into? How do you research the trends?
So I used to go online and, type in trends for 2014, spring, summer, something like that. But now, since there are so many stylish people on Instagram, I go on Instagram and I do the hashtag outfit of the day and I look at what people are wearing. I go on lookbook.nu and see what all the bloggers are posting. And it's really more of I look for what real people are wearing rather than focusing my attention on the runway shows and the celebrity style. Mm-hmm. I rather focus on more what people that are actually my consumers are going to buy and what they like.
So when you work with these designers, they just give you, you know, they ship you a part of their line, right?
Actually, yeah.
And then how do you get the images on your website?
I actually have a studio in my house. We run everything out of my house right now, out of our office. And we have a backdrop that we put up, and I just take all the pictures. I have two friends that are actually models, so they'll come over and they'll model the stuff for me so I can take pictures. Or sometimes me and my husband will hop in and take pictures with the clothes.
Oh, cool. So yeah. You have like a professional studio in mm-hmm. your house. That's really cool.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it sounds like a great time.
Yeah.
And do all the clothes always fit? Are you like piecing them together behind the scenes?
No, actually, because we get, for women right now, we get small through large, sometimes to extra large. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, typically the small stuff fits all the models. I mean,
right.
Because, you know, the sizes are usually very normal. They aren't exactly, you know, the kind that are, oh, this is too small or
right.
this is way too big. I try and find the stuff that actually looks like it is the right size. So I'm not going to have to worry about people purchasing it, getting it to their house and it not fitting, because I know I hate that. I do not like doing returns. I cannot stand having to do it myself. So I just want my customers to be able to just, when they get it, they like it.
And actually, I can contest that that's true, because you sent me some articles already, and mm-hmm. you asked me my size, and you sent the size, and I was like, oh my gosh, this fits. This is amazing, because I thought it would be too small. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
A flat-screen television hurled off a building. Now the new bike your kid wants. These are the things you could have, all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Use Energy Star light bulbs and appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
He used to pester me for a walk. Now, it's the other way around. Hoag's Physicians perform more orthopedic procedures than any other hospital in Orange County. Our orthopedic program, in fact, ranks among the top five in the entire country. So whatever it is you live for, you can get back to it sooner. Because as it turns out, the best part of life is simply living it. Hoag for Life. Visit us at www.hoag.org.
The Twitter suggestions are tweeting in rapidly here. People are coming up with lots of crazy ideas to promote this new clothing line. So if you have one, send it to us. Absolutely. Give us the Twitter again, Cheryl.
At Skinny on Beauty.
Yeah, we're gonna create a guerrilla marketing campaign right here on the show.
I think we're on to something.
I think so.
I like it. I'm really excited.
So you've kind of taken all of us through what it was like building the company and how you talk to designers and get new trends. You know, one thing we didn't talk about before I move on to, you know, what, how you get your clothing line noticed online and your number one sellers and things like that. Where do you do your research for your hashtags? You mentioned instead of saying trends for 2014, you do hashtags. To find out what's trending.
I follow most of the bloggers that are like really hot right now, and I look at what they're hashtagging, because bloggers are becoming so influential that instead of looking at the celebrities, like, bloggers are what people are looking up to, because they're real life people. You know, you can connect to them. You can connect to their life story and what they do. So I look for what they hashtag, which is usually like fashionista, fashionable, fashion blogger, outfit of the day, look of the day, things like that. And I kind of play off of those.
That's great. That's a great way to do it. I'm glad that you do it that way. And I love when guests come on the show and know the importance of blogging.
Yes.
It's very important. And I know that we talked a little bit on the break about how you're going to start doing some blogging. We can talk about that a little bit more at the end of the show. I kind of want to go into, you know, your number one sellers and how you get your clothing line noticed online. Is that through word of mouth, or do you do some marketing?
surprisingly, most of our stuff has been word of mouth, which has been amazing because as far as we've come in 9 months, I didn't expect it to be as great as it is. And it's so exciting to me that our customers are so willing to spread the word and tell people about us and keep following us and liking our stuff and promoting us that, you know, I haven't actually had the opportunity or needed to do, you know, like pay-per-click marketing or anything like that because I've built such a good relationship with our customers that they're feeding off of what I'm sending out.
That's great. That's good. That's good to hear. And what's your age demographic, do you think? I mean,
between 18 to 25.
Fantastic. Yeah. Good. So, I mean, you're in that age group, so it's perfect that you're marketing because you know what they want. You know what these girls and your husband's probably around the same age and he knows what the men are looking for. So I think it makes a great team. What is your number one seller?
Our stuff is, it's crazy. One day, you know, our seller will be a long sleeve shirt and the next day it'll be a crop top. But overall, the past month, our biggest seller has been our dweeb crop top. Every couple of days, it's like, you know, we're just getting more and more sales for it. And our basic crop tops are just plain black and white one are selling so good.
Now, is the dweeb yours?
The dweeb is mine.
Nice. Yes. Nice. Good.
See? Am I allowed to ask what a dweeb is other than a...
Paint the picture for us, Shelby.
Dorky guy here, right.
Tell Paul you're going to bring him one.
Yeah.
I think I kind of look like a dweeb, people say. Right.
What is a dweeb crop top?
Basically, it's just a white short sleeve crop top that we made. And across the front, it just says dweeb on it because there just came out to be this all of a sudden trend where, you know, just T-shirts that say things on them became really, really popular. So, like, well, let's play with this and see what happens. And it worked.
Do trends change daily, weekly, yearly? I mean, it used to be once a year there were fashion shows and they sort of set the guidelines for skirts were high this year or low this year or black was in or black was out. Now it seems like this stuff is just morphing constantly.
It is nonstop. I feel like daily there is something new that I am seeing. And like, hold on, what is this? Where did it come from? Like, how do you wear this? How else are people going to style it? Like, recently, leather jogger pants have come into play.
Leather jogger pants. Yes. That seems like a contradiction in terms. That would get a little hot if you were jogging in leather here.
You would think so, but you know, people just want to make it very stylish. And I think they're amazing because I never ever would have thought of making leather pants into this style and this shape that they are now. And they're cute. You can dress them up, dress them down, and I think anybody can wear them.
Do you sew yourself?
I do.
So you have that and at your home.
Uh-huh.
Okay, cool.
It's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, so you go down to the fashion district, you buy a whole bunch of material, and then you just kind of get inspired when you go home and start doing, like, research on stuff?
Yeah, or we just kind of play with it.
Yeah.
And
cool.
Just kind of see what happens, see where it goes.
Yeah. You know, I don't think Paul even knows this. I used to make aprons for hairstylists and makeup artists when I lived in LA. And I would go down the fashion district as well and play around with it. And one of the things that I found really interesting when I was learning about sewing and being a seamstress was all the different types and sizes of needles for the different fabric. Like, I was like, are you kidding me? I thought I just needed one needle.
And different types of thread.
Yeah,
it is never, ever ending. It was actually, I think it was last month, maybe the month before, my husband was like, okay, I want to learn how to sew. Let's do this.
Fantastic. And who is this man? Wants to learn how to sew, too?
He was like, come on, just teach me. So, you know, we got a pattern, and I was just telling him how to cut it out and trying to teach him through, like, the basic steps of it. And he was like, oh, no, I could figure this out. I got this. Well, I mean, yes, the shirt had two armholes and a place for the head, but, you know, he didn't really realize that there actually is so much that goes into just sewing even one piece.
Oh, yeah, and sometimes the patterns fail you.
Oh, yeah. You never know.
The hardest material for me, and then we'll move on, is pleather.
Oh.
It's like, really? I can't do it. I had to stop.
It's too much to do.
Yeah, yeah. So we should try those jogging pants one day just for fun. We'll make a video and put it on YouTube.
That would be fun. See how angry we get.
Yeah. So, you know, about your marketing, I really love that you don't spend money on it. I love that. And I love that you utilize the bloggers and the social media. Tell us about your social media channels and what we could see if we go on there, what we, you know, what you post about. And
on our Instagram, we usually, you know, we post pictures of behind the scene photo shoots or what we're doing. If like we're out walking around and the sky is beautiful, we'll snap a picture of the sky. I post a lot of pictures of just sayings. On the weekends, of course, there's, you know, a little tidbit of, oh, it's Friday, you know, that sort of thing. Cause you're like, oh yes, it's Friday. It's the weekend. Like,
yes,
this picture just says it all.
And do you sing along with it like that?
Of course.
Okay. Right.
You have to.
Who was that girl in Orange County that made a video like it's Friday and then went viral and she got like 80 million hits or something? Remember that? Or like a year ago or something?
The Chinese one?
I don't
know. The noodle one?
There was a girl.
No, I know. That's exactly where my mind went though, too. It was like the Chinese food or something.
Yeah.
It's, gosh, well, I won't say it on air, but it's interesting.
Very.
We'll make one of our own on break.
Ooh, that could be fun.
And you have a Facebook, you have an Instagram, your Twitter.
Yeah, we're on everything. Pinterest. On our Facebook, you know, we post just what's going on. Everything is linked, of course, from our Instagram also. So the pictures that we post on Instagram are posted to Facebook and Twitter. And I try to link everything up. And then I, you know, go on Twitter and I talk to people and I retweet stuff. And that's kind of my connection of getting out there and talking to the customers personally through that. And Facebook is more about posting what's happening, our new arrivals. I post on there, our giveaways or contests that we have going on, our events.
And what has been the most, or rather the strongest social media channel for you so far?
It's definitely Instagram. Even before, the day before we launched, just from me hyping up Instagram and about our launch, we had sales the day before our website even launched, which blew me away because I was like, how is this even possible? I didn't expect this. But
yeah.
Yeah, that's where most of our stuff comes from. And because of bloggers that I have sent clothes to that post on Instagram and link to us, then, you know, that's just even more sales that are coming because they're like, oh, this blogger, you know, buys from this site and she styled it really, really cute. I'm going to need to get this.
Hmm. And so, and you were saying some of your customers hit you up on Twitter as
yeah.
well. Okay.
We chat, have little conversations, or
fantastic.
Even like, you know, if somebody posts a picture of an outfit and like, oh, you look great.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. I love Twitter for that. I love it for just being able to, you know, pay attention to somebody or give them kudos on something mm-hmm. in like 140 characters or less. It's
yeah.
just like, it's so precise and to the point. And so I love it for that. When you mentioned contests and giveaways, I saw on your website, you've got a Pinterest contest coming up.
We do. It is running from actually yesterday until March 3rd. If you go on our website, it's actually posted in our website blog right on the very first page. And you could win $100 to shop our site. And all you have to do is pin 5 items from our website and show us, you know, that you're feeling the love. Since it is February and Valentine's Day is coming up, show us your perfect date. And we'll pick a board that we loved on March 3rd, and you get $100 to shop.
Wow, $100. Like, that's a really good contest giveaway. I love that.
Yeah.
Usually it's like, oh, $20 Target card. But no, you get $100, you guys. So definitely make sure that you make some of those love Valentine boards.
Yes.
And what else do you have going on social media? Do you have any other contests on Facebook?
Oh, every month we do on Instagram. If you hashtag clothe yourself on your picture, then you're entered into our monthly drawing. And at the beginning of every month, we choose a winner from the previous month. They get a $20 gift card to shop on our site.
Fantastic.
And that's all, you know, you just show your style. Show how you dress up. See, you know, we just want to see what you're into.
And it doesn't have to be your clothes,
no.
right?
We
oh,
just want to see your style.
Yeah. And how many people participate in that?
Yeah, I mean, it ranges. It
yeah,
really depends on, I mean, I can't even give you a number because I don't count.
Yeah.
But usually what I do to
you
pick
go through, yeah.
to pick a winner, I have a little sister, so I just let her like scroll through and then tap on a picture, and that's who wins. Because I'm not, you know, I don't want to have to choose. I'm not choosing for the best outfit that I love. I'm choosing because these people are showing me their style, and I appreciate that. So it can go to
Oh, that's really cool. I like that. I like that you differentiated the two on that. That's really cool. We're going to take our last break and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Do you want a free analysis of your inbound marketing? Do you want it in 30 seconds or less? Then check out Marketing Grader, the free marketing tool from HubSpot. It's simple. Just go to marketinggrader.com, enter the URL that you want to analyze, and Marketing Grader will instantly give you a detailed report grading your lead generation, mobile marketing, social media, competitive benchmarking, and more. It's simple, it's powerful, and it's free. MarketingGrader.com.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. And at the end of the day, the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. So United Way is asking you to make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge now at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Okay, all you dweebs, unite. There's a shirt for you now. I got to get one that says dweeb. I don't think that's a good thing, though. Everybody used to call me a dweeb when I was a kid. Now it's a cool thing. I don't know.
You should have embraced it.
I should have embraced it.
That's
yes, I'm
right,
a dweeb.
Shelby.
I'm a dork. I'm a dweeb. Yes, exactly.
Own it.
Own it.
Wear confidence.
Exactly.
I'd like to know, and I bet there's a lot of our listeners that would also like to know, the new ones that are inspiring designers. What, in your opinion, is the biggest mistake that a fashion designer can make?
I think the biggest mistake is being too scared to do something. Mm-hmm. You're not going to lose anything by just jumping in and trying it out.
Right.
You know, you're going to gain more knowledge from jumping in, falling down a couple times, and getting back up and knowing that you can do it no matter what, then you can sitting there and just constantly thinking about it, like, oh, should I do it? Should I do it? No, just jump in, do it. And if you have enough confidence and you're sure enough about it, it'll work out. And it can make it happen.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's all in the action, which is like going back to what you were saying, how you were writing stuff down and really getting into that. And I think that's where, you know, the miracle happens and the belief. For you, would you say, what was your biggest struggle, would you say, as far as building your own business?
I think my biggest struggle personally was just figuring out how to handle everything that I was doing on my own. Since it is primarily just me doing everything, me just trying to figure out what is best to come first and what can be held behind a little bit so that I'm not, you know, trying to juggle 5 million things at once. I needed to learn how to prioritize the most important thing.
Mm-hmm. And I actually can agree with that as well. But there's come strength in finding that out, you know, and there's going to be pitfalls.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Like you said,
you
just
kinda
skip back
down,
up.
You break down for a minute and then you're like, no, I could do this.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay.
Yeah, exactly. Did you bring a favorite quote with you today?
I did. This is my favorite quote. I've actually loved this quote since I was in high school and I wrote it all over the place, is in order to be irreplaceable, one must always be different. That's from Coco Chanel.
Ooh.
And it just always hit that spot in me because I always wanted to be different.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. I like that. I actually addressed mine this week for, you know, fashion and having you on the show. It says, fashion is not something that exists in dresses only. Fashion is in the sky, in the street. Fashion has to do with ideas, the way we live, and what is happening.
That's so true.
I think that's so true to what you do as well.
That's a good one.
Thank you. Thank you for being on the show. And before we go, I want you to share a little bit about how people can get a hold of you and your website again.
You can go on to aljclothing.com or you can go on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Everything is at Avalyn James. That's A-V-A-L-Y-N-N James. And, you know, talk to me. Let me know what you want. Let me know what I can bring to make you happy and bring that style that you're looking for.
And if you want to intern for Shelby,
yes,
you can. Or if
model.
You want to model for her, you can. Anywhere in the Manhattan area. make sure you go buy that dweeb shirt and pin it and Instagram it, and make sure you tag Paul at OC Talk Radio.
Dweebs of the world unite. Yes.
Don't forget, Shelby's got $100 that you can spend if you win her Pinterest giveaway right now on her website, which is aljclothing.com.
Yes.
And thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next week
on
the Skinny and Beauty.
You've been listening to the only tech-savvy radio show where beauty, art, and technology collide. The Skinny on Beauty, Tuesdays at noon, right here in Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio.net.